Welcome back to part four. This episode, we continue the discussion about unexpected changes that often turn our lives upside down.
Have you ever, have you had a day in your life where you just feel like things are going to change forever? Like, your life is going in one direction one day, and you're just like, yeah, this is me, this is my personality, this is who I am. And then something happens, and you're just like, well, this is me now. This is how it's going to be, because XYZ happened, and this is how it has affected me. And so now things are kind of different. Have you had one of those days?
I don't know that if I've had a day, but like a series of days that just like, mm-hmm. like just one thing after another, a series of days leading up to just to the point where it's different. You've changed. Like, perspective has shifted. Just things are different now. It does happen.
Yeah, I think a lot of, for me, it was during COVID. My life was one way, and then COVID hit, and then like everything just like changed for me, man. Like, I went from a huge extrovert pre-COVID, and then post-COVID I became this huge introvert to where I didn't want to talk to anyone, you know? And then because I made that decision to become a huge introvert, it changed all of these other aspects about my life. I didn't go out on Friday nights. I stayed in on Friday nights. I have become super terrified of answering my phone call if I do get a phone call to answer it or whatever, which is kind of silly, you know, like just answer the phone, you know, it's not that huge of a deal or whatever, but you know, I get like kind of like a little, I don't know if I want to answer that, like, you know, a little timid. And like my anxiety grew so much more post COVID. My depression grew so much more from it, you know, from post COVID. And like, I just remember like my life was one way and then like things changed, not like dramatically or anything like that. I'm not saying that, like, you know, won the lottery or something, like nothing like huge happened or whatever. It's just like small little things that in my life just changed. And I'm just so glad that through all these changes that I have been experiencing in my life, that I've had a Father in heaven and who has loved me enough to sit there with me during like these changes and be there. I can't tell you how many times he probably looks at me and he's just like, Matt, get yourself together, dude. Most of these wounds are like self-inflicted that you've got going on right now. And he probably looks at me and thinks that way a lot, but yet he's still willing to just sit there with me and just be like, okay, but you know what? We're going to figure this out. We're going to figure this out. And then like, cause like, I remember just so many nights of just like, dude, what happened to me, man? Like, huge extrovert, went into this super huge introvert, didn't want to talk to people, kind of cut myself off socially, just want to stay in my shell. And like there's many nights, I'm doing really good now, but like I remember like there's many nights where I'm like, I'm just not happy with myself, you know, like life could be so much better than this. And like I just remember like those conversations, God was with me there too, and he was just telling me like, you're right, life could be better than this. And the reason why it could be better than this is because you could involve me in your life more. And the blessings that I want to give you can be yours. Because God has always given you blessings. You just, I feel like, it's like what President Uchtdorf said. God's not withholding blessings from you. You are holding up an umbrella or something to block the blessings to get to you, you know? And there's so many nights that I have felt that way, especially during this whole change process of being like this extrovert to this introvert during this COVID period where I felt so shut off from the world and I kind of became this hermit that I stayed to myself, you know, everything, especially during all that times, and still a little today, it's just like I felt that way of just like, man, I'm shutting myself off from all these blessings. And like, God is just, yeah, you're right. You are. And I'm right here to give it to you. You just got to start looking back at me and you just got to start coming away. And I just think that is so wonderful that we have a Father in heaven who's just like so ready and willing to just jump to our aid whenever we are calling upon it. Now, with that said, there are definitely some moments where it's just like, Father in heaven, I need you with me now. Like, I need your assistance. And you just don't get that. And things are just like, the assistance doesn't come. And you're like, what's going on? What's happening? And those are times where you really just have to dig deep. And it all comes full circle. You have to endure to the end. You have to endure through those moments, you know, because you may not always know what the reward is going to be, but if it's coming from God, it's going to be so much better than what the world's given you.
Yeah.
So it's just always, that's the message that we can leave. It's just that it's just always worth enduring. It's just always worth enduring. It's always worth moving forward and stuff like, dude, I'll be honest, man. I never want to have a month like this ever again. Never. I never want to have a month like this. It was a hard one. But going to take my own advice. Keep enduring. Keep moving forward. And I know that I have a Father in heaven who's willing to help me through all of those steps.
One final thought that I had is when we were talking about enduring, when I was in the Philippines serving my mission, we talked about pearls. And my mission president, sometimes our hardest trials end up becoming our greatest blessings. And basically he compared it to a pearl. The way that a pearl is made is a clam gets some sort of foreign object, some sort of irritating sand or grit or something stupid that gets inside them, and they don't know what to do. They don't spit it out. I'm not sure why, but they don't spit it out. What they do is they just keep wrapping this irritating piece of something. They just keep wrapping this fluid around it. They just keep doing it over and over and over and over again until it becomes so hard that it becomes a pearl, becomes a really beautiful piece of, I'm not even sure if it's metal or what. I don't think it's metal, but and it's very valuable. You know, people will pay a lot of money for pearls. And that's when he started saying about sometimes our greatest trials become our greatest blessings, because we grow the most during those moments. And lots of times, I know in my mission, there were mission companions or, you know, different moments in my mission where I had a really hard time. But I look back on those times and there's a sort of feeling like, wow, I learned a lot there. And I don't know, I think there's some power in that sometimes you just have to keep pressing forward, like we've been talking about, and endure to the end. Endure to the end to where you can finally see that pearl for what it really is. A valuable piece that, you know, started out as this really annoying piece of sand that got into your life.
There's a lot of annoying pieces of sand right now.
Yeah.
But no, that's excellent. I love that. This month was hard, but in all honesty, life is good, man. Life is good, and it's good because God's good, and it's good because I have a family that loves me. There's a lot of things that I'm very grateful for. And life can be hard. There's a lot of annoying pieces of sand out there. But keep on pushing, and it ultimately becomes a pearl, just like how you were saying. All right, I think that wraps it up. Just remember the Everything Project. We talk about everything. I think what we went from, the subject was on God, but we went from space to just a bunch of different stuff, I feel like. I don't know.
We had a good discussion.
Yeah, it was a good discussion, kind of filled with a bunch of everything. Hopefully we get better at this, of talking on a podcast. We'll see what happens. But anyways, stay positive, stay happy, stay determined, stay learning. You know, just enjoy your life. Righteously enjoy your life. Anyways, signing off. See you later, guys. You don't have to hurt alone, hurt alone. I can't fix it, but you won't be by yourself. And I'll know, I'll never know, never know what you've been through, all the messed up things you felt. But I could stay down, heavy in the pain now. We don't have to talk if the